tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, everybody. Listen to The Weekly Review with Roman every Friday from noon to 2 p.m. This is an unapologetically anti-capitalist program. We interview community organizers, activists, and artists. We talk about ways you can take action right now. So listen in to The Weekly Review every Friday from noon to 2 p.m.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer. Run!
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
Well, hello, boys and girls. You know what a password is. That's a secret word that soldiers would use to get past the sentry and up to the front. Well, here's a password that gets you up to the front in all the right places. It's cannabis energy. It seems the faster you go, the more cannabis energy you need. So if you want to win, you have to have lots of cannabis energy. And the swellest way I know to get it is just by using Green Army Skincare. Boy, they're just crammed full of cannabis energy. There are more cannabis energy units in one lip balm tube than you use circling the base 10 times or when you ride your bike 4 miles across the city. And it's fast acting. Why, no sooner that you apply some balm to your mouth or pain areas, you practically feel the new strength in your muscles. And what's more, Green Army Skincare is a good, wholesome product. They're made with body-nourishing cannabis and other natural ingredients. So go out there today and pick up some Green Army Skincare products from your local cannabis procurement center. Join thegreenarmy.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to invite you down to Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco at 806 South Van Ness. We've got great food by our kitchen counter offer, burgers, tater tots, tachos, corn dogs, all sorts of good stuff like that. They're open from opening until 11 p.m. most days of the week, except Saturday. Every Saturday night, we've got live rock and roll, some of the best local bands in San Francisco and touring acts as well. Come on down, 10 p.m., rock and roll, only night of the week. We have a $5 cover charge, always $5 for live rock and roll. We're open from 4 p.m. until 2 a.m., Monday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 to 2. Come on down, have some drinks with us. We've got Whiskey Wednesday, Tequila Tuesday, and we've always got the Steve McQueen special, a shot of bullet bourbon and a can of California lager for $8. Come down and enjoy our patio. It's open in the afternoon, not really in the evening, but a lot of good folks hanging out back there. Come on down, give us a shout. Drop by the bar, make some friends. Thanks, folks. Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District, San Francisco, California.
With a happy hour every Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Go to Bender's Bar. Big supporter of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2018.
Oh yeah, it goes down. Come smoke with your boy. Grinder.
Spark is San Francisco's premier cannabis dispensary with a focus on serving and educating patients for 7 years. Spark is dedicated to creating the best in-store experience with its extensive menu, friendly staff, and one of the few cannabis vape lounges in San Francisco. Spark welcomes you to visit its two great locations as a medical patient or for recreational adult use in 2018. Spark is located at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th and at 473 Haight Street at Fillmore. Both locations are open until 10 p.m. every night. Spark staff looks forward to serving you.
Coming at these bitches and all these snitches, hitting switches, going rags to riches.
Rainbow Grocery, a worker-owned and operated food cooperative located at 1745 Folsom Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. Let's hear what locals have to say about Rainbow Grocery.
Their bulk section is dope AF.
I love their variety of cheese and home decor items and this of unique items that you can't find anywhere else.
Their cheese section is insane.
I love Rainbow Grocery because it's the number one grocery store to shop at when you're having a potluck and need to fulfill everyone's dietary needs.
They don't have meat. Rainbow Grocery Cooperative, an amazing San Francisco staple since 1975.
For all your space chicken, sci-fi, comedy, non-political humor needs, go to timstesseract.com. Read fiction about the future of San Francisco after the water wars of 2121 in Jane 6. Ask a Jedi for important life hacks. Eat flesh with the bear exoskeleton Contessa. And check your horror horoscope on Horoscopia. Updated every 3 parsecs. TimsTesseract.com.
TimsTesseract.com.
So you want to be a comic? It's not as easy as we make it look, but that's because Mutiny Radio has 8 hours a week of open mic stage time for all your comedy workout needs. Strain those improv muscles every Sunday from 4 to 6 at Getting Sketchy with David Stolowitz. Press out those new jokes every Monday, 6 to 8 on Joke Workshop with 4-minute sets and 4-minute critiques from everyone. Get positive by host Pam Benjamin. pump those dick jokes every Thursday, 7 to 9 with True Hustle Thursdays. Hashtag THC. That's hashtag THC. T. You want more open mics? Fridays, 6 to 8. Happy hour with guest host and George D. Smith. Pew, pew, pew. 4 open mics every week at Mutiny Radio, brother.
Asiento. Come in after work and take a seat at Asiento, a great place to meet friends, have delicious tapas and drinks, and relax with your neighbors. Located at Bryant 21st Street in the Deep Mission, Kitty Corner Block for Mutiny Radio. Come and get a drink during the Comedy Festival and enjoy happy hour pricing all night long with your festival ticket. A great neighborhood bar. Come take a seat at Asiento.
The Roxy Theater is San Francisco's favorite nonprofit art house cinema, bringing you the best, coolest, weirdest, most thought-provoking movies of the past, present, and future. Hands down, there is no better way to get your film fix than at this legendary historic theater. Visit www.roxy.com, that's www.roxie.com today for showtimes and tickets.
Everybody should listen to Mutiny Radio at mutinyradio.fm. It's a great place to listen to crazy things.
All right, it's time to start it up. Music's off. Time to go. Yeah. Here at the Sparkcast, recording live at Spark here, the beautiful, wonderful Mission. No, this isn't the Mission. This is Soma. This is San Francisco, an amazing place. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Sparkcast. Yay! This is the podcast that we do live here at Spark, and we have a bunch of different highlights tonight for you guys. We always do a product highlight. Tonight's product highlight is the Purple Lights. It's an indica. It's very confusing now. It says 812 milligrams of THC, but then you have to divide it by something else, and then what it comes out to is 23%. Remember when we used to be, they got us used to percentages, and now they've confused us with these milligrams. Oh my God, math is so hard. Now I feel like when I was in junior high, they're like, you're gonna need math for a reason. I'm like, yeah, so I can figure out how weed works. You know what I mean? Milligrams, hundreds, thousands, easier. Ounces, confusing. Pints, even more confusing. Like, what is the quarts? What does this even mean? Why are we even, can I get a quart of weed, please? They're like, that doesn't make sense to me. You have a tiny guitar. I think they're called mandolins. Ukuleles that look like a really cool, like, is it electric? Can you plug it in and make it like be like Jimi Hendrix? And like, bend the, oh, it doesn't really work. When I was a child, I used to take rubber bands and put them on nails over wood and pretend it was a guitar. Did anybody else do that? Like, I'm making noise. Is anyone listening? No, as a child, I didn't smoke weed then. That's when I was just spinning around in the driveway in circles, trying not to hit my head on the concrete. My parents were like, if you're going to spin around in circles like that, do it on the grass, not on the driveway. You weirdo. Everyone tries to augment their experience, am I right? I love weed. I love to augment my experience. I mean, has anyone watched a baseball game sober? Come on. Like, what is that about? You guys love the Giants. Hey, tonight we have, you are wearing a Giants hat. Tonight we have, as always, the quiz, which you guys get to participate in. We have great, great prizes tonight. One of them happens to be a Giants pin that was hand-sewn and puffy painted. That's nice. If you don't like the Giants, maybe you like the Warriors. We got a Warriors pin. That's cool. Also, if you don't like sports, Pride. It's a Pride button. That's cool. Also, this amazing T-shirt that you can win. And we have a really special prize tonight from Mission Cliffs. It's 2 free climbing classes or day passes. Because today's theme is like, it's better to just do physical things high, am I right? Like, you guys can go, you can take a date climbing at Mission Cliffs here. That's one of our prizes tonight when we get to that quiz. All of the quiz questions are from the Spark website. So if you've been checking out the Spark website, you're gonna do really well on tonight's quiz. We have really great comedians here as well. I'm super excited. We've got Leroy Auberg. We've got, I'm trying to remember, you're from, it's Matt Berg from Far Away. Yeah, Matt Berg from Far Away. We have Nate Spears. I don't think he's here yet. No, there he is. Nate Spears is right in front of me. There it is. We got all our people. He's got music. We got it all together. Hey, let's start it. Wow. Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna start the product highlight. Is this the forbidden fruit? What is this? No, this is the purple lights. Ooh. It tastes purple. Do you know what purple tastes like? This is. I literally taste the color purple. It almost has like a wine flavor to it. Like an aged oak barreled Cabernet, which is weird. Purple lights, right? Is it gonna make my teeth purple like when I drink wine for 12 hours? Is that gonna happen? I hope not. Don't let the purple light stain your teeth. Look at that, it's already messing with my word choices. 23%, hell yeah. We have a bunch of, we like to start with some comedian story highlights, if you will. Stories that they have had while they have been high or, imbibing the beautiful flower that they provide that's legal now in California. What a beautiful time we live in. What a beautiful man is coming up. You want to go? Can we make eye contact? Are we doing it? Yeah, we're doing it. Hey, everybody. He's a lovely man. He is a top knot, and he's reminding me of some of my favorite World Cup soccer players right now that are putting their hair up on the top. It's gorgeous. Everybody, put your hands together for Leroy Auberg. Yay!
Hey, you guys. This is great. See, my weed highlight is that, like, I am new to the game now, you guys. Like, I smoked a little here and there growing up, but this is all new to me. I'm starting to pick it up a little bit. This is cool. I remember the days where you just, like, used to go to the park and buy it all paranoid and everything. I miss it, though. You guys miss that? The nostalgicness of, like, not knowing where your weed is coming from and just being scared that you might get robbed. I miss that. I miss the paranoia. And that's why I wanted to sign up for this, because like I like that this is a safe space, but then you come in and you just see someone with a microphone, and you're just like, what's going on? It's like, I'm trying to bring back the paranoia, make weed paranoid again. I'm just kidding. Let's not do that. No, it took me a while to like really start ramping it up, because every time I used to smoke weed growing up, I used to just think about space and time, and that's terrifying. It's like, just thinking about how it goes on forever. And it's not even like mostly like a time of like getting old or anything, because like I can't wait to get old. Like I can't wait to be a senior citizen and get those AARP like discounts and everything. Like, is there anyone on AARP right now? Anyone? No? You gave me a little smirk like you are, but you don't want to announce it to anyone. He's like, I came in here to pick up some hotties. I don't want to reveal where I'm at in life. That's a cool fedora, though. But yeah, like, did you know that if you're a senior citizen, you could just walk out of a restaurant and not pay for your meal?
Really?
Yeah, you could do that. You could just walk out of a restaurant and not pay for your meal. And if, like, a waitress tries to stop you in the parking lot, all you got to do is look at them and be like, are you my grandson? And just look like you don't know where you are, and then you're good to go. I can't wait to be a senior citizen is what I'm saying. But like, yeah, those are the kind of thoughts I have when I'm high. But honestly, like, I don't have any like major highlights yet, because so far, like, all I really do is snack and watch the History Channel. Like, I feel like I'm very productive when I'm smoking, because I feel like I actually learn stuff. Like, I was watching a documentary with my girlfriend about Hitler yesterday. Turns out he's not a great guy. I just want to be on the record. I'm against racism. I'm not saying anything courageous here. I'm just like trying to get an applause break that I can't win. But yeah, like my girlfriend was watching it with me, and she was just looking at me like saying, hey, if I had a time machine, I would definitely go back and kill Hitler, wouldn't you? And I was just like, probably not, because the problem like eventually got resolved. I wouldn't want to take a time machine and go back and resolve something that handled itself. Like, I feel like if I had a time machine, I would just go find out who, like, the Zodiac Killer was, because that was unresolved. Like, why would you go back and do something that you know it's going to work itself out? And plus, like, everyone always says, like, hey, if I had a time machine, I'm going to go and kill Hitler. And I'm just like, all right, you got a time.
Everybody listening out there on MutinyRadio.fm, just to let everybody know, we're going to be recording some voiceovers right now. So if you're listening live and you're like, what is going on? Do not worry, never fear. We're just recording some voiceovers. So you get to be, we're pulling the curtain back for you here at Mutiny Radio. So yeah, so the music will play for a couple seconds, and then I'll point to you and we'll... try it out. I'll try it again. So I'm going to start with it loud, and then I'm going to pull it down. And
okay.
I'm going to start it loud, and when I pull it down, that's when you're going to start. So you'll hear it. It'll start loud, and then I'll pull it down. Let me... do this, cancel this one, don't save. Okay, new sound. Okay. This. Hold on. It's hard because I have to. It's a problem is every time I start this over, it wants to start right away. Okay, there. Now I think I got it. Okay. Right.
It's summertime, and we're ready to groove in the Mission for the 6th annual Noise Pop Block Party. It's free, Saturday, August 18th from noon to 6 p.m. with bands Empress Of, Jeff Rosenstock, The Marias, The Sheeys, Small Crush, The Total Betties, and more. Come to Mutiny Radio for special programming all afternoon, including live comics, karaoke on the radio for donations, and interviews with main stage bands. Bring your family, friends, neighbors, and dogs on August 18th to benefit Mission Language and Vocational School and celebrate the peak of sunshine. For more info, check out the Noise Pop Block Party website at www.20thstreetblockparty.com. BlockParty.com. Nobody wants you about.
It's all spelled out in the car.
So there's no dead air. It's going to start loud, and when you hear it go soft, that's when you start. So I start with the music. You can even watch me. I'm going to start with the music up here. Dun, 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 dun. And then I'll pull the music down, and then that's when you start. Okay. So.
Summertime, and we're ready to groove in the Mission for the 6th annual Noise Pop Block Party. It's free, Saturday, August 18th from noon to 6 p.m. with bands Empress Of, Jeff Rosenstock, The Marias, The Shees, Small Crush, The Total Betties, and more. Come to Mutiny Radio for special programming all afternoon, including live comics, karaoke on the radio for donations, and interviews with main stage bands. Bring your family, friends, neighbors, and dogs on August 18th to benefit Mission Language and Vocational School and celebrate the peak of sunshine. For more info, check out the Noise Pop Block Party website at www.20thstreetblockparty.com. Fell in love on the first day, but then it's all up to fate.
Nobody warns you
time, and we're ready to groove in the Mission for the 6th annual Noise Pop Block Party. It's free, Saturday, August 18th from noon to 6 p.m. with bands Empress Of, Jeff Rosenstock, The Marias, The Shees, Small Crush, The Total Betties, and more. Come to Mutiny Radio for special programming all afternoon, including live comics, karaoke on the radio for donations, and interviews with main stage bands. Bring your family, friends, neighbors, and dogs on August 18th to benefit Mission Language and Vocational School and celebrate the peak of sunshine. For more info, check out the Noise Pop Block Party website at www.20thstreetblockparty.com.
Great. That's perfect.
That's fine.
Yeah, you're like a you're a one what's it called? First take.
So she was like a
welcome. Like, give them a little smile. Like, how you doing? Acknowledge their presence or something. So I was walking past this guy and we made eye contact and I smiled at him briefly. And then his eyes got super big and he had the biggest smile form on his face. And as I walked by, he was like, pretty. I was like, no, no, sir. That's weird. It's a weird thing to have happen to you, because it's like now I have to walk around the store, like looking around the corner, making sure this weird guy isn't following me. Like situations like that just remind me of my position in life. It's like if I smile at the wrong person, I can end up in a real pickle jar. Pickle jar, all of my body parts on someone's shelf in their basement. You'll never find me. Terrifying. The world's terrifying out there for a gal. Has anybody here ever been followed? Yeah? Like not on Twitter, but on the street? It sucks, doesn't it? It sucks, because like I'll just be walking along, minding my own business, already not making eye contact with anybody. And then all of a sudden, I'll feel the presence of lurking or aggressive desperation lurking behind me. I'll be like, great. Now I have to worry about getting murdered, or worse, talked to. Fuck. It sucks. So I don't know how to deal with that. I like to believe that they're just walking in the same direction as me in an equally hurried pace. I'd like to think that, but I can't afford to be that naive. So like, I don't know how to deal with that situation. It's like, I don't want to talk to them. I'm from the Pacific Northwest. I have to be like passive aggressive about it. Can't confront them. So like, I feel like I want to befriend a crow. I'd like to befriend a crow at some point and train it to be like a guard dog, so that when I'm walking alone through parks and someone gets too close to me, the crow will come and land on my shoulder and then shit on my back. And then whoever is walking around me be like, oh, that's a gross witch. And then they won't fuck with me. I don't want to mess with that. I also thought about getting a gun. No, because like it's heavy, it's empowering. I don't have to load it. I just want it next to me in my bag. Because picture this, I'm walking along, someone's following me. I get scared, I can just casually pull it out and then hold it to my head. Right? And then I turn around, they're running away. Right? Yes. You're like, where are you going, shit dick? Where are you going? You afraid of how you make me feel? Why am I still holding this up? This is fun. Oh, yeah. I also want to get some roofies. Right. I don't want to take advantage of anybody sexually. I just think a good defense is an offense, you know? Just like to have some money. It'd be fun. Cause you know, if I'm out having a good time with my friends at a bar, I just like to have a little something with me. You know, if the guy starts harassing me, I can give him a warning. I give him a warning. Say no thank you. Your personality sucks. Get away from me. If they don't take that hint, then they're asking for it, right? Right? What's up? And so I slip him a little forget me not. Right, walks off, comes back, acting all loopy. They're like, yeah, you feeling funny, guy? Yeah, that's because you're about to clean my bathroom. You do take advantage of them in different ways. They're paying for the Uber. Good times. Anybody here not wear underwear? A few brave souls. Excellent. I don't know what it's like for the fellas out there, but there's always something coming out of my vagina. And when it's not my period, it's a mystery. Like, if I wasn't wearing underwear right now, I'd have to be shaking my leg, like, all day just to keep dry. It's gross, but, like, no amount of Kegels can keep me from leaking. I don't know how to stop it. It's weird because like nobody tells you about that growing up. I'll tell you about other things like health class does not cover the weeping vagina that I would have. I had to ask my doctor. I thought there was something wrong with me and she's like, no, it's totally normal. I was like, okay, cool. So that's my underwear is destroyed and it's normal. Now I just have to buy lots of that. Yeah, they don't tell you about that in school. They don't tell you about, they also don't tell you about that you need to clean your belly button. They don't tell you that. It smells like feet. I don't know. Put a Q-tip in there. Try it out if you haven't. It's gross. They don't tell you that. They also don't tell you about butt hair. They tell you about all the other hairs. They don't tell you about butt hair. I remember when I was a young child going through the puberty, I looked down there one day and there's a forest growing in my valley. Right? I'm like, what is this? We gotta clear cut this shit. And so I did. This is why I don't like shaving my butt crack often. You know when you clear cut an area and sticker bushes grow back in place? That's your ass crack. And I'm pretty sure at one point you could have spread my butt cheeks and there would have been a sign saying, replanted spring of 2010. I've been Cameron Minch. You guys have been awesome. Thank you.
Woo! Give it up for Cameron. Oh my God. It was weird when she was talking about like all the stuff coming out of her all the time. I was like, man, I don't, it reminds me that I don't relate to a lot of other women because like, I've been on, I'm on my second Mirena IUD. What up? What? Woo! So I haven't had a period in like 9 years. And I don't care what kind of cancer it's gonna give me. I'm just like, stuff it up. Woo! It's gonna like, when I do take it out one day, it's definitely gonna be like that scene in The Shining, just like fucking insane. But it's weird because it is kind of unsettling not having a period all the time because I'm just like, I don't know if I'm just being a total fucking bitch for no reason or if I am still having some kind of hormonal thing, you know? But recently I was thinking about it. I found a new way to track my cycles, you know? And you guys can do it too. Even those who don't have periods, you know, everyone can do it. I've been just tracking it based on every new celebrity sexual assault allegation. Happens about once a month, so... It's been working out pretty great for me. Very moody. Is that a next comic here? Yes! You guys are in for a real treat. The fucking, I don't know, creator of this, the brainchild, the mother, Pam Benjamin!
Jenna Vesper, everybody! Hosting the shit out of this. How exciting! Someone was talking about compliments earlier on the street. I'm having a trouble between catcalling and complimenting. I don't know the difference at this point. I was walking down the street and I told a nice lady who had gray hair, I said, your hair is really pretty. And like she looked at me and walked across the street the other way. And I was like, you can't sell hair dye to people with self-esteem. I was trying to compliment you. Like we both have gray hair and I like your hair. I'm not interested in you as sexually. I just trying to compliment. You can't give people compliments anymore, right? Like, what's the difference between complimenting and catcalling? A nice gentleman the other day said to me, girl, you've been living a long time to look 22. That is a compliment. That is not catcalling. That is a crafted, I felt really great. I was like, I was walking down the street. You made me feel better. Thank you. Another guy, I was walking and I was wearing a skirt and I don't usually wear skirts because I don't shave my legs. Yeah, Jenna Vesper, oh, I'm lazy. It's not a political standpoint, it's laziness. But I don't usually wear skirts, but I had long socks on or whatever and I'm walking by him. And he goes, girl, you got a nice fit on. And I got that because I was like, outfit, I'm fit. That's a double entendre in like... I don't know, like street speak or whatever. And I'm like, I was cool with it. And then I kept going, he goes, can I get a sniff? And I'm like, you want a sniff under my skirt? That is, you know, that is so gay. I mean, I have a lot of sex and it smells like my boyfriend's cum. Like I don't shower a lot. That's, why do you want to smell my boyfriend's cum? That's weird. Why do you? Catcalling, complimenting, hard to tell the difference these days. I don't know how to do it. I have been accused as being the worst feminist lately. I claim to be a feminist. I believe that I am, but I still like Louis C.K. bad. I am the worst. I am not the worst feminist. The worst feminist right now is our first lady. Yeah. Third wife eyes down, everybody. We're not even in a Muslim country, but she is third wife eyes down. She can't even, she just looks up to frown. Have you seen the pictures lately? So pretty, frowning. Isn't it great? What's her name? Melania? How do we pronounce her name? Melania. Yeah, I don't know because she never speaks. I don't know how to pronounce her name. How do you pronounce her name? She's been in the White House for how long? Over a year? Too long. What has she done? We don't know. She never speaks. No, I'm so sad about her because I really was like, oh, what's going to be your first lady position? You know, like first ladies get an opportunity to do something, right? Like Michelle Obama. Do we all miss Michelle? I love Michelle. I don't just miss Michelle because of my weird lesbian fantasies, but I miss her. I mean, what a hot, God, she's got great arms. She has no bye-bye arms. She waves. There's no bye-bye on the bottom end. She fucking works out. She's tight. Right, Michelle? Yeah. Also hates fat kids. Great. No, she was super about like school lunches should be healthy and diabetes is bad and children should work out. And I'm like, yeah, Michelle. And so I was wondering where Melania was going to pick up. And since the only time she's ever spoken, she plagiarized Michelle's speech. I thought, well, she's going to pick right up where Michelle left off, which is I hate fat kids, which makes so much sense for Melania because no one better than her understands that no one listens to you unless you're skinny and pretty. Am I right? Like no one even, she doesn't even get taken seriously and she's so pretty. What am I ever going to do? I'm never going to be as pretty as her and she's not good enough. What am I going to do? Sorry, as a feminist, It's very difficult. But I was wondering, like, what is she going to do? Gorgeous Melania. I can't even make fun of her accent because I don't know. She never talks. Can't make fun of her when I don't know what she sounds like. What's she going to pick up on? Hating fat kids? I think she's going to champion bulimia. Right? Because it makes kids four times the consumer. It is so good for the American economy, right? Like they just eat and it's so good for the economy. But where she's really gonna be known is as an environmentalist, because she's gonna teach the kids to vomit into the composting, right? Because regurgitate, renew, recycle. I don't know, can we grow pot from vomit? Like, can we? I think so. We need pharmaceutical companies, stop working on fentanyl, start working on the pH of vomit so that we can use it for composting for the weed. Can we get green now? Come on. Just want Melania to be the best feminist ever and just to stand up and say, my husband is a pile of misogynist dog shit and I divorce him. And I'll be like, you're the best. I just want her to be a feminist. I just want her to stand up and say something, say anything. Say, ha! She speaks four languages. She speaks French, Italian, German, and English. Say something in any language. I don't give a fuck. Speak French. You'll be like, je ne sais quoi, mais novia. I don't speak French. How do you say misogynistic in French? I think it's the same word. Whatever. Love Melania and Lania. So good. Knock, knock. Feminism. I can get my own fucking door, thanks. I got this one. Thank you. It's going to be okay. No, I don't know what to call myself anymore. I don't want to call myself a feminist because it's like a bad word now. It's like a dirty word. Like, I'd rather call myself a cunt face. I'd be like, I'm a cunt face. And they're like, yeah, you're a lesbian. Or you're... Sorry, that's terrible. I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say feminist. And the two aren't together. And see, like, my prejudice exists all over the place. I'm the worst femme. But sorry, do you see how I did that? I love lesbians. I fucking wish I was one. It wouldn't be easier. And I hate it when straight white girls go, it'd be so much easier if I was just a lesbian because women are so much easier. Everyone's a fuck bag. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if they're men or women. Everybody sucks. It doesn't. Yes, so feminism, that's cool. The only reason I call myself a feminist is it's the only word without the word men in it. It's actually spelled with an I. Menstruation is spelled with an E. Menstruation has the word men in it. They never bleed every month. Why would you put men in menstruation when it's all women? It's just, language is so political and so strange to me. Your person. You're a female. We're all humans. We're all people. I know it's not spelled like that, but boys have a peephole and girls have a vagina, so I call myself a feminist. Cool. I'm gonna leave you guys with my... it was my favorite feminist joke. I don't even know at this point. I usually do the thing with like my super dreams. Anybody? My super dreams actually are of me and Martha Stewart and her Clydesdales having sex with the glitter coming down. Does anybody else love Martha Stewart? Like in a super sexual way? No, just me? Great. I really love Martha Stewart almost as unhealthily as I love my cat. Like I love my cat and Martha Stewart. No, I love my cat more than Martha Stewart. That's meow, meow, meow. I know. I am a crazy cat lady, but not in the way you think. I want to take my cat. I want to shave him. And I want to knit a sweater out of his fur. And then I want to make him wear it. That's some crazy cat lady shit. You know what I'm talking about? Thank you so much for listening to my jokes. Give it up for your host, Jenna Vesper. Yay!
Give it up for Pam. Crazy cat lady. Fuck. Speaking of cats, wow, that was so like liberating when you said cunt on stage. Because I don't know if you guys know, like you can't actually say that word in Portland.
Oh, no.
Can't say cunt in Portland. I mean, you can say it, but you're gonna get blacklisted from a couple places. Yeah, it's a weird thing. It feels weird, and it feels really nice that I can say the word cunt here. Like it's like really, woo! This is really. But I will say a lot of things triggered me in your set, and I was like, oh wow. But I like that I can say cunt though. This is really nice. I can tell you guys kind of want to say it too, right? So I can feel this like energy from everybody. Like, it's kind of a freeing, like, thing, you know? Like, you guys want to say it, too. I know you do. All right. Let's do it. The count of three. One, two, three. Cut! You can't say it! What the fuck is wrong with you? We can say it! You can't say it? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you do that? Now I have to write a blog post. I don't have time for that shit. God. Yes. Or wait, what? No, I don't even know. I just said yes without even paying attention. See, when you're a host, you just say yes to a lot of things and you don't even, I don't agree with whatever statement that was. I want that to be on the record. Okay. Your next comic's gonna maybe say the word cunt. I don't know. Maybe not. But either way, she's gonna be really funny. And she's from New Orleans. And let's give her a big applause for Amanda G.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize I was coming on stage so soon. Cool. Yeah, I would usually ask if we were drinking, but the answer better be no. But in New Orleans, that's a good way to get the crowd on your side. I actually went to college in the Bay Area, and so all tonight I've been drinking out of a paper bag on the side of the building. So I'm reliving my college days, and it's feeling pretty good. New Orleans is the best place in the world to drink. I don't care what you say. It's 24. Like I realized when I come back to California, it's like you guys stop serving liquor. I remember at 2 a.m. or at 1:45, the run through Safeway to the back of the fucking store to get the liquor before they close it. I don't have to do that. There's a gas station a block from my house, 24 hours. I can get any alcohol I want. There's a bar three blocks from my house that if you're there at 4 a.m., there's a trivia game that's happening every fucking night. Like it's great. It is. I'm telling you, it is the best place to drink. But yeah, my mom though, she hates that I drink. My mom really hates that I drink so much, and she thinks she can stop me from drinking. So what she tries to do to stop me from drinking is she'll just tell me how many calories are in every drink. Like, that's her big trick. It's like, oh, that vodka soda, 110 calories. And I'm like, Mom, you don't get it. Like, you don't understand. I'm a lesbian. Like, we don't get fatter. We just get sturdier. You know? Like, my current body type goal is the bookshelf I'm building. Come on. Well, you can laugh. It's okay. That's the goal. People get really weird about that. But this is not IKEA particle board up here. I'm going to tell you that right now. When you take the pictures, though, you got to get my good side, right? I'm like Barbara Streisand up here. I only got a good side. Barbara Streisand, she recently cloned her dog not once but twice. So I'm like, science can figure out how to clone her dog, but they can't figure out how to fix her bad side. Like, it's really fucking... It's some weird shit. It's some weird shit. Yeah, you'll never forget, though. Like, I'll never forget the moment that I became gay. You never forget that moment. For me, I became gay at birth, right? Or for you conservatives out there, conception. I know I'm in San Francisco. There's no conservatives, but imagine that in New Orleans. They love that shit there. They do. They do. I actually had a lot of support in coming out for my friends and family, which was really cool. When I came out to my parents, when I came out to my dad, and all he said was, he's like, well, that explains the mystery of the missing Playboys. And all those issues, all those years. And my mom, right, ever the Jew, my mom's like, so what you're telling me is when you get married, I get to split the cost of your wedding. And I was like, whatever gets you through this conversation. Like, I thought it was going to go a lot different. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I came out, though. Like, I went to fucking Berkeley. Like, I went to Berkeley, and I didn't come out during college. Like, I don't know. I came out later. Everyone comes out when it's their time. I came out after college. Missed a lot of fun shit. Came out after college. But when I came out to everyone, like, most people in my life had kind of figured it out, you know? Like, from a very young age, I was very strangely drawn to the Home Depot. I thought that's where all the kids spent Saturday. It was just me. And even in high school, right? Like, all my friends were like, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. You had to pick one. It was NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. And I was like, no, man, Spice Girls, right? Fucking Spice Girls. You had those five hot chicks with those accents. They're half naked. They're asking me what I want. What I really, really want. And, like, they knew, right? Like, they really, really knew. Which, of course, was to move to Portland and open a bookstore with them. I knew y'all would get that in New Orleans. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? I don't know. I do have a girlfriend, which is cool. She's really beautiful and gorgeous. I know this because I get to wake up to her, like, every day. But I also know this because straight men like to tell me all the time. Straight men at bars come up to me, and they're just like, man, how'd you do it? How'd you get a chick so hot? What's your secret? They all sound like that to me. That's my straight guy accent. I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like, eye contact and respect, man. I don't know. But straight men, they think lesbians, they think we're your enemies. Lesbians know straight men aren't our enemies. The only enemies that we have are fake nails and unexpected periods. Thank you for getting that one. Sometimes people have to think on that, but they get there. They do get there. I'm 34 now. I'm going to turn 35 in a couple months. And I feel like as you get older, like, at least for me, as I get older, I start getting nostalgic for the past. I want to learn about my family. I want to get that family history. And then I've been seeing all these Ancestry DNA commercials. Right? I don't know if we've seen the one with the white lady and all the pottery. Have you seen this one? It's this white lady, and she's like, I took my Ancestry DNA test, and I found out I'm 25% Native American, and I can't stop doing pottery. And I fucking hate her so much, and her pottery is terrible, and I'm like, why did you pick her for this commercial? I don't get it. I don't. But I'll be honest, as much as I hate her, like, I'm a little jealous, you know? Like, she found her pottery. Like, she took this test. She found her pottery. It's a beautiful thing. Like, I want to find my pottery. I do. So I took the Ancestry DNA test. The only thing I found out was the answer to the question, how Jewish are you? 93%. 93%. My mom's like, why wasn't it 100? Then she just blamed my dad. She just blamed my dad for that. My friend was like, no, there's more than just the Ancestry DNA. You got double helix. You got 23andMe. She took the 23andMe and she found her biological father. Like, how cool is that? She's like, you get different results the different tests you take. And I was like, I am not paying $100 to find out I'm less Jewish. And she's like, you don't need that test, girl. You're good on that. You're good on that. Like I said, I like to drink a lot. When I get off stage, I would usually hit the bar right away. But we're not going to do that tonight. I'll hit the outside with the paper bag. It's cool. But when I'm at the bar, people like to talk to me about my sets. They like to ask me questions. And since I talk about being gay, that's what they like to ask me about. And most popular question that I get is, how do lesbians have sex? That's what everyone wants to know. We're not supposed to tell you is the thing. Like, we're not supposed to tell you all the porn is wrong. I'll tell you that all the porn is wrong. It's not scissoring. Like, she doesn't have her stuff out here and I got my junk out here and we just mash it together until a non-baby happens. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. But I drink a lot and there were some edibles happening tonight. So we're going to tell you because fuck it, right? We're going to tell you. The way lesbians have sex is one of us sits on the washing machine and the other one reads the poetry. That's what happens. My girlfriend hates that joke. She hates it so much. She's like, it's the dryer. It's a much better motion. It's much better motion. Much better. Like Pam said, dating women isn't always easy. You know, people think it's so easy. Oh, just date women. I have straight girls all the time that tell me that shit. And I'm like, no, it's not. Women are complicated. I love them. I love women, but they're complicated. Like with my ex-girlfriend, the last girlfriend I had before the current one, the last time I'm trying to get things going, she's on her way home. So I light some candles. You know, I set a little mood music, right? A little Milli Vanilli, right? Because girl, you know it's true. She comes in, I'm making my way over to her, and she stops me dead in my tracks, and she blows out the candles, and she turns on all the lights, and she's like, look, if you want to fuck me, you have to fuck me mentally. I know, I was like, fuck, I thought I could just light some candles, cool. All right, I'm like, you could do this, Amanda. So I pull her in close, and I lean in, and I'm like, did you know in 1939, Adolf Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize? Because if that doesn't fuck you mentally, like, I don't know what will, okay? I don't know what will. She ran out of the room crying. She's like, I just wanted you to say I was pretty. I know. And we're not together anymore. We're not together anymore. Gay people, we can get married now. That's a thing. Yay, thank you. I did it all myself. I don't know what the fake news tells you. It was all me. No, I look, I appreciate the right to get married. I'm glad that we have the right to get married. But I'm not going to lie to you. Like, dating when marriage was off the table, it was way easier. Ways. I never had the where's this going conversation. It was pretty great. But I'll say this, straight ladies, I've been a bridesmaid for y'all so many times. I have so many dress, like expensive dresses in my closet that clearly I'm never going to wear again. Look, I'm not going to wear them again. So I'm very excited for you straight ladies to line your closets with flannel and Birkenstocks. That's all I'm saying. It's 2018. You want to get married, that's not how you commit to someone. Look at Britney Spears, got married like 10 years ago, saw the bright lights of Vegas, blinded by them 3 days later. It's annulled, like it doesn't exist. You want to commit to someone, marriage isn't the way to do it. You want to commit to someone, here's what you do. You buy a house with them. That mortgage has you locked in, that bank has you locked in for at least 30 years, depending on your credit. I don't judge you. I don't judge. I did buy a house with my ex. That's a thing we did. So I understand this. When we broke up, there was a double. It was two units. We call them a double in New Orleans. So we broke up. She moved upstairs and I stayed downstairs. So she and her girlfriend invited me and my girlfriend over for dinner next week. So there's going to be a dinner next week in New Orleans. That's me, my current girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, and her current girlfriend. So I'm pretty sure we're starting a coven. Pretty sure that's what's happening. So see a cloud of smoke in New Orleans, that's us. And that explains this weird mole that's been happening. I'm just gonna leave you with this one more thing. Straight people, I don't know how many are in here, but like, look, I get the concept of a hand job. I understand how that works. Don't like the job part, but like, I get it, right? Blow job, I don't know where y'all came up with that shit. I don't know where the blowing comes in. I don't really get that. But I will say this though, a lesbian hand job is an inside job. I'm gonna leave you with that. I'm Amanda G. Thank y'all.
For Amanda. I'm just going to keep this in here. Fuck. You're my new favorite. Of everything. Oh, everywhere. Yes. Woo! Drinking water. The water in San Francisco is weird. Okay. I've been kind of having a fucking hard day today. It was hard getting here, but then I was also checking my emails earlier, and I got the results from my pap smear that I just had last week, and it was just kind of jarring because I no HPV, so that's good. Yay. No HPV. Thank you for your round of applause. But they did find those missing Hillary emails. And now I have to go in for a procedure. And I'm not looking forward to it. Sucks. But you know what I am looking forward to? The last performance of this show. You guys are in for a real fucking treat. all the way from far north Portland. Woo! One of the greatest comics in town. You guys are going to love her. Please give it up for the wonderful